Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
As for this case, let's just ask ourselves, you know, he married a Muslim woman, Humen Abedi. Muslim women don't marry Jewish men. She's from Saudi Arabia. She married a Jewish man without him converting. She would be more than ostracized when she went home. It would be even dangerous for her to go back to Saudi Arabia. Well, it's not just that fact. The fact is that President Bill Clinton officiated at the wedding between Weiner and Abedi. He was there. He arranged the whole thing. But more seriously, and we're going to dive into this, is that Abedi is Hillary Clinton's Secretary of State. Well, she's her chief advisor. This is not just any old woman who married Anthony here. I mean, this is a woman who's the chief advisor of the Secretary of State.
See, we never hear that. We heard that she was traveling with Hillary. We never heard why she was traveling with Hillary, nor did we hear about, is this President Obama had to do with the wedding? Who had to do with the wedding?
Clinton.
Who?
President Clinton.
President Clinton, okay. So President Clinton is involved in the wedding.
He officiated.
Officiated the wedding. The wife is traveling, is the chief advisor to Hillary Clinton. You know, why don't we hear about this through regular channels? So go right ahead.
Well, I think you do. The chief advisor to Clinton is known, and it's no secret. This is not like a secret.
Well, I've never heard of it, so I suspect a lot of our listeners hadn't. But we know that she was traveling with Hillary. I didn't know why she was traveling with Hillary. Go right ahead.
Oh, she's been on the cover of Vogue magazine, and no, she's well known.
Okay,
she's the beauty who travels with the Secretary of State, but way more so, she's her chief advisor.
Okay.
Now, more to the point is who Anthony Weiner is. Anthony Weiner is probably Israel's most vocal supporter in Congress. Among his accomplishments, in 2006, if you recall this incident, the Palestinian Authority went to New York and they were going to go to the UN, and he tried to congressionally ban them from entering the United Nations. But more serious to our concern is that in 2007, it was Representative Weiner who introduced in Congress something called the Saudi Arabia Accountability Act, which was designed to halt Saudi support for any institution that finds, trains, incites, encourages, or aids and abets terrorism, and to secure full Saudi cooperation in the investigation of terror incidents, or face an embargo from the United States. That was Anthony Weiner. Now, what makes that... Whoops, I hear the music.
You hear the music? Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Stammer.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and Barry makes the point that certainly when somebody gets a great deal of publicity for what they have done, and you hear about it day after day after day after day, there's usually a reason. Elliot Spitzer, well, of course, Elliot Spitzer was outed because he wrote an article in the Washington Post pointing out that all of the state attorney generals wanted to stop the predatory lending practices as far as housing was concerned, because all 50 state attorney generals knew this was going to bring down our whole financial system if it persisted. And 3 weeks after he wrote the article, the FBI leaks the story about Elliot Spitzer and the expensive prostitute. Why was the FBI investigating Elliot Spitzer with prostitution? Is prostitution a federal crime? Of course not. Why would they leak this story? Because they wanted to shift the emphasis from the fact that President Bush and his administration had intentionally allowed the whole collapse of the housing market and brought down the financial system to what a terrible guy Elliot Spitzer is. We saw that, and of course we've seen the same thing over and over again. For instance, President Obama has come out and suggested, oh, well, certainly Wiener should resign. If it was me, I'd resign. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Wayne Madsen has brought out that President Obama and his right-hand man, who is his former chief of staff, both belong to the same gay bathhouse in Chicago, but not a word of that in the controlled media. I mean, totally suppressed information. So why this emphasis on Wiener? You know, what has he done that they want, of course, to emphasize and obviously discredit him? There are lots of people. I mean, there's been pedophile rings. The one that the so-called Franklin cover-up pedophile ring went right into the White House. You didn't hear about that. So why the emphasis on Wiener? You pick up the story there, Barry.
Yeah, well, just so you know, just last month, Wiener, he got the goat of the left and the so-called peace lovers when he referred to the West Bank, saying there's no occupation there. Now, this is it's a true blue supporter of Israel, but he's married to a Saudi woman. Now, we're going to go into Huma Abedin. She was born in Kalamazoo, Michigan, but at the age of two, she and her family moved to Saudi Arabia and lived there till, for 16, 17 years. Look, that's a security risk. She should not be chief advisor to the Secretary of State, by any stretch of the imagination. But more to the point, what is she doing married to this pro-Israel congressman who, he introduced the act in Congress that demanded that Saudi Arabia be accountable for for its aiding and abetting of terror. What kind of a couple is this? Why would they have anything to do with each other? Now let's let the story or the plot hatch, because this thing just screams cynical, high-level conspiracy at anyone who just puts their ear to the ground a little bit. It's not a normal story. Well, it is actually in Washington. They all have other world explanations for scandals and murders and so forth. But in the point of the Secretary of State's wife being married to this right-wing pro-Israel, anti the peace process of Clinton in every way possible, not to mention Obama, and yet it's the Clinton family who throws her the wedding. Let's start looking at who she is. Now, just so you know, her father was the director of an interfaith fund, apparently pretty influential, and he died when she was young under what are called suspicious circumstances. But the mother is something pretty unusual in Saudi Arabia. She has a PhD and teaches sociology at a university that you've never heard of. It's called Dar al-Hekma. It's in Jeddah. But it's under the direct auspices of the Saudi royal family. That's who her employer is. Now, at age 18, Huma gets an invitation to attend Clinton's university, George Washington University, and she takes off, and she doesn't graduate. Within months, she's given an internship at the Clinton White House, and, well, it didn't take long after that before her internship put her to work for Hillary Clinton. Now, it leads to the fact that she is now chief advisor for Clinton, but let's do this in order. The fact of the matter is that hiring for the White House, no less, a woman who spent most of her life, came from Saudi Arabia as even an intern, it's just such a security breach. But Huma Abedin was, to some eyes anyways, a knockout. She was thin and dark, needless to say. She's Saudi, but I mean, she was the perfect Mata Hari. No one could resist her, but especially not Hillary Clinton. And this is the next part of the story, which, well, it's inarguable. Now, I've known that Hillary Clinton is a lesbian for 20 years, and I got it through very underground sources, weird sources like The Transformation of America, that was Kathy O'Brien, which I believe in. I believe that story was true, as fantastic as it was. She talks about Clinton dallying with her, and I knew that Clinton was a lesbian for a long time, but when it comes to her long-term lesbian affair with Huma Abedin, lots of other people knew, and this was covered up big time. Now, what I had to do is I had to get sources that weren't just gossip mongers or underground. I found two of them that were good enough for me. One is the Village Voice. I just quoted, well, here's the quote from their reporter. As I recently said on Monica Crawley's radio show, whisper campaigns are claiming that Hillary Clinton is Gayle Kinging her aide-de-camp, the glamorous Huma Abedin, an Indian Pakistani goddess from Kalamazoo, Michigan. In short, what they're saying is that Clinton is putting Huma out there in the media, well, just to prevent preemptive strike in case anyone investigates her loving relationship with her top aide. And then there's something called the Big Head site, which is also a legitimate site. Here's the quote from that. "We're still a bit incredulous on this one, but a top-level U.S. Department of Justice official is telling Big Head that Michael Musto's rumor about Hillary Clinton fooling around with one of her top female aides, Huma Abedin, is based in reality. I am close enough to Hillary and Huma to tell you this rumor is true," the official says. "It is well known insider campaign that Hillary and Huma are an item." The wife of Anthony Weiner is, let's say was, for now, it could be was, is, having a very long-term affair with Anthony Weiner's wife. And that, by the way, is 100%. I'm fully confident that is 100% accurate. Have I made my point?
You've made your point, and we live in a fallen world.
Well, it gets more fallen. Let's talk about the crime itself. Now, when I wrote the article, I had to do something pretty almost impossible. How did the Clintons hook up Abedin with Weiner? Because she was placed, undoubtedly, remember, she's a Saudi, and the Saudi government wants Weiner brought down. And there are plots using beautiful, exotic, irresistible beauties dressed in high culture. I'll tell you a little more about Huma Abedin. She was, this is from the Free Republic. Well, Huma Abedin never wore the same outfit twice. And they were big fashion houses like De La Renta and Maladrino and Charles Olan and Marc Jacobs and Yves Saint Laurent. She had the most expensive wardrobe you ever saw, but more than that, remember, she's just a clerk. She wasn't yet the chief advisor to Clinton. She was a Washington clerk who bought herself a $1 million apartment in one of the most expensive cities in America. The Free Republic asked, where is she getting that kind of money? Who is co-signing her loans? And these are pretty good, pretty good questions. Now, look, I know this time I'm guessing more than on the affair with Hillary Clinton, which is 100% accurate. Now I have to say, where did she get the money and take educated guesses? Well, it's obvious to me. She was either given the dough by a rich lover or she blackmailed it out of her. She had no other sources of income, not to make that kind of money and not to dress in hot couture day after day. She was the doll. She was the lover of someone very wealthy who made sure that she looked stunning and never wore an outfit that normal people wear, only the most expensive. And that's just what lesbian lovers do to their not exactly concubines, but in that neighborhood. Now, look, the fact of the matter is, behind this Weiner scandal with sexting is just as good sexual deviance coming from the Obama Clinton. Well, it's not the Clinton administration, though she would have liked it to be, but from the Obama administration, just as good as Anthony Weiner. Look, if she were an 18-year-old boy, and she started an affair as the first lady, it would be a tremendous scandal. It's the same, you have to apply the same standards to a lesbian affair between Hillary and this young woman. This is a world within a world just filled with sexual hijinks, and that's one of the reasons congressmen get caught. Well, Spitzer and Weiner, two Jews from New York this year, get caught. It's part of the world of Washington. Now, Hillary Clinton is in charge of the matters of foreign affairs of the United States. And she had a long-term affair with a young, glamorous aide who is now married to Anthony Weiner.
Hold that thought. Why are we hearing about it?
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them for Shavuot 2011, June the 12th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland, Loveland, Colorado. Festivities begin at 9:45. Praise and worship with the Mendez Brothers Band, the Beth Messiah Dancers, and Marty Gale and the Celebration Dancers. Teachings by Senior Pastor Mark McClellan from the Harvest Congregation and Dr. Frank Morgan of the Watchman's Cry. Special guest speaker, Mr. Eddie Chumney. Bring your own lunch, no glass containers, please. Restoration Fellowship will be providing lamb and pita. Communion and mikvah services also available. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. Beth Messiah Congregation. Shavuot 2011, June the 12th, the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland. Be there. And Hag Sameach.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Of course, he's asking why so many emphasis on Weiner and his essential escapades, and literally no mention in the controlled media about his wife's long-term lesbian relationship with Hillary Clinton. Certainly a double standard. Why bring out one and suppress the other, or bringing out one is that to distract us from the other? As with Elliot Spitzer, don't talk about what Spitzer said about how the administration intentionally allowed the whole financial house of cards to come down, emphasized Elliot Spitzer's affair with the prostitute, after all, you know. But what's more important, Elliot's affair with the prostitute, or the fact that the Bush administration intentionally precipitated the housing crisis that's brought about the destruction of our economic system? Well, before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they get your DVDs, and how they can get to your PayPal button.
Well, the first thing is that you have a DVD set. Oh, and Dr. Sen, it hasn't arrived here yet, and I have people who want it and are getting anxious. So look at that, will you please?
I certainly will. In fact, I thought that they had already sent them to you. I will find out today why you haven't gotten them.
Well, for your listeners, Dr. Stan in Liberty Radio put out a 4-CD set of me for 4 hours talking about the return of the Giants. And for whatever reason, I've been told that I'm going to sell them. So let's find out how to get Return of the Giants. The first thing you do is you go, well, I have a book called Return of the Giants as well. Go look at it. Go to Lulu, that's LULU.com. You'll see a search box spelling my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That'll take you to Return of the Giants, and my website is BarryChamish.com. That'll give you my email address, and that's the latest product. And let's go on to this story. It's a long one. Now, look, what I wrote, I'm just amazed that nobody has put two and two together here. This is not a far off conspiracy. This is a direct, well, it's a direct route to the marriage of Weiner with Abedin. Now, what I had to do is do my best. It's not simple to find out how Mata Hari managed to steal Weiner's heart. I got it from the New York Post. Early gossip. What was Hillary Clinton's ultra-glamorous right-hand woman, Huma Abedin, doing cooling her heels outside a Bukharian Jewish Congress reception in the Senate on Thursday afternoon? We're not sure, but one of D.C.'s most eligible bachelors, Republican Anthony Weiner, Democrat Brooklyn, was the MC, and so on and so forth. Now, no one can resist Huma, apparently. She's guided to find Weiner, and he was a snatch to snare. He was no challenge at all. She applied her charms, and, well, Bill Clinton arranged the wedding, and everything was fine and dandy. Weiner was married to Mata Hari. Now, in time, Weiner has been slowly changing his views on Israel. She did her job, but the big one was that you can, as a Saudi, and as a Saudi Muslim, her duty was to destroy the man. Now, just so you don't, if you think that she has not got her interest, I have an interesting quote from the Observer. Well, Senator John McCain said that she is a person of enormous intellect with in-depth knowledge on a number of issues, especially issues pertaining to the Middle East. She's not an outside observer. Now, as a Saudi married to this pro-settlement Jewish senator, it doesn't, I would have broken up with her in the first hour. I would have heard three or four of her views and gone home. This is not a wedding made in heaven, and there was no magical anything except that Huma was a beauty, and this was a weird-looking Jew, and he fell for her, and they were married. Now, look, the big question, when I wrote this article, all right, she was placed in the marriage to change not just a high-ranking congressman. Word was out that he was going to be the next mayor of New York. He was a big shot. But we have to ask the big question. What about this sexting of young women? Now, Anthony Weiner sexted people 3 years ago, but they were harmless flirtations, and one of the recipients of his sex was Gloma Abedin. But now the word is that Huma said, "We're married now; we don't have to sext each other." But he, after the marriage, something happened inside that marriage that I don't know about. But he changed his habits, and from his itty bitty little flirtations, he was sending genital photos to women. One was 17 years old. Now, that he did not do before he met Huma Abedin. And I just say that Mata Hari did her job well. His days are numbered, and if he survives, it's under a tremendous cloak of darkness. This was a Clinton plot, and it worked, and it will work unless the story is broadened to the borders that I created yesterday.
What sort of response have you gotten to this story?
Tremendous response, and I say that rarely, with all kinds of added facts, and many people just said, "What are you talking about? He did it all by himself. He's a pervert." And I said, "It doesn't matter. That's agreed. That's not the issue. The issue is the change of his politics. That's the issue. Somebody got inside his home, really, and worked on him. He was exposed because he did bad things, but look, Washington is a game of gathering as much dirt as you possibly can on everyone. Anyone could be exposed. It's that common. But he was exposed for a reason. And that's what we wrote about. Not that he was sexting or not sexting people. I hear the music.
You hear the music. We'll be right back.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Architect Studio in Fort Collins reminds listeners blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe, painless, and only takes a short time. Be a silent hero and give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of the Architect Studio in Fort Collins. Stop by or call them at 482-8125 for more information. They're on the air because they care.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the last session with Barry Shamus this morning. Barry, pick up the story from there.
Yeah, well, that story leads to a related story that you, well, you should know about. I phoned home, well, I phoned my family in Israel, as I always do last weekend, and my son wasn't home, and my ex-wife said, because he's at the gay parade in Tel Aviv, and, well, suddenly, I didn't say anything for a while, and she says, it isn't because, he is homosexual. Everyone is going to the gay parade. And that kind of appeased me, but not much, by the way. He went to a grand party in a park with singers and drag queens and the works. And, well, it just goes to show you, you can't raise kids. They go their own way. And this generation in Tel Aviv is not the generation of Israelis, well, that I'm included in. It's a very, very bad generation, morally. Now, the police said that 70,000 people were in the park for this gay parade. And the problem is the people who addressed it. Well, there is Tzipi Livni. She's the head of the Kadima party. She was once Likud. She gave a wonderful, speech about the rights of all people and all politicians be whatever they want. And then Knesset member Nitzan Horowitz said he could, when he was a young man, he could only have dreamed of an event like this. And you had international musicians and mayors of Tel Aviv, Ron Huldei, gave a speech saying that this was Tel Aviv spreading peace to the world, and this was happening in Israel. Look, it doesn't matter who Shai Deutsch is, but he gives this announcement. We really are a gay city. Gays are welcome everywhere. Now, if you think that this is just a local event, it's international. I don't read Lonely Planet, but apparently the homosexual tourists, it's their little Bible. Tel Aviv is now in the top three gay destinations for tourists everywhere. The Jerusalem Post quoted one of the thousands of European guests to the parade, and he said, the spirit here is infectious, and it is only a matter of time until the rest of the Middle East follows suit. Look, I don't know how you have been reading your history of Israel, but this is a turning point. Well, what Tel Aviv has become is not the biggest Jewish city in the world. It's now the biggest homosexual city in the world. And they had their celebrations, and darn, I missed it. But my son went, and that does not make me happy.
Well, I will tell you, Barry, that God is not happy with what's going on. I mean, I believe that God, as he did with Sodom and Gomorrah, as he's going to do with America, is going to do the same thing with Tel Aviv. I think that you cannot ignore the consequences of what you do, and whether individuals or communities.
I think the Tel Aviv celebration isn't the only one to worry about. Jerusalem has a gay parade every year, and that is certainly opposed to the mentality of the city. Why this has become the accepted by the media, by the way, 70,000 is not such a big crowd, but nonetheless the media is proud that Tel Aviv has made the world's list of top gay friendly destinations. That's what's going on in Israel, and I can't stop it, and even within my own family, they think it's fun to watch drag queens.
It does the same thing. I'm glad we're at least 70 miles away from San Francisco, because I think judgment is going to come on regions that do defy God's law. It's always happened throughout history, and it's going to happen again. And, of course, I personally believe that the gays are being used in this whole thing by other forces. I don't think that most of them have any idea what's really behind driving this whole world movement. People want to be gay, that's fine, but to be out there, to be flouting it, to be doing what they're doing publicly, is going to bring consequences.
It's already brought consequences.
Sure.
Right, but without diving into it, I just want to mention a couple of items that I'll slip in at the end. Now, back to current events, Mariv, writer, well, his name is Eli Bradstein. He reports that Israeli security sources told him that hundreds of Grad rockets have arrived in the Gaza Strip in the last couple of weeks. They have a range of 70 kilometers. That'll hit Tel Aviv from Gaza. But these rockets have been smuggled from Libya to the Gaza Strip via Egypt. That was the route. Now, you got to understand something. If they're being smuggled from Libya, it's not from Gaddafi. The eastern part of Libya is in rebel hands. And there's an embargo of any ships leaving Gaddafi's ports. If these rockets made it to Gaza from Libya, only the rebels have the access to get the rockets from Libya to Gaza. Now,
the rebels are really, of course, in America, I believe, largely controlled by our own CIA. We're out of time, Barry. We'll talk to you later this week. God bless.
We will. Bye.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Barry Shamis this morning. Fascinating information and pointing out how certain stories are circulated by the press and the others are suppressed. I mean, very, very few people know that that President Obama and Rahm Emanuel, his former chief of staff, belong to the same gay bathhouse in Chicago, but why is that on the front pages of every paper? Why, of course, we have freedom of the press in America, which means if you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a fallen world, and when you understand that, there's spiritual forces here at work, and Sydney, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard my talks on, we have three of them, The Secret, The Forbidden Secret, and The Dark Secret. They basically cover the same material with many major variations, but the underlying secret of the supernatural world that exists. We live in a material world, but there is a mystical world. We live in a subjective world, substantial world, but there is a spiritual world. And there are syllabuses with both the Dark Secret and the Forbidden Secret talks. You need to get those. You need to understand. And you need to have a personal relationship with our Lord, because this is all that's going to get you through the difficult times that lie ahead. We do carry the four CD set for on the fall on the Return of the Giants. You get it through us. You get it through Barry. We certainly have the new two four CD sets on the Illuminati. Information you really need, historical information about the ancient mystery religions and secret societies, their goal, manifested in 1776 with the formation of the Illuminati, and then carried forward to today. What is the major thrust of American foreign policy? Why are we trying to change the structure of governments throughout the Middle East? It's all about creating a world government. Why are they intent upon destroying the value of our currency and impoverishing our people? Because they want to create a world government. Why did they take God and prayer and the Bible and the Ten Commandments out of our schools? Because they want to create a new religion. And when you understand this, everything makes sense. And the simplest way to understand it is to read my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We suggest you give serious consideration to getting that little book. Now, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, I would certainly love to hear from you. And you can call that 800 number to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you're not in a position to help, why, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We do raise some funds by selling health products. We have a wonderful product called prostate support for men who are having prostate problems, menopause support for women who are going through that difficult time of life, immune support for people who actually are having a problem with immunity and need to boost their immunity, and you should have some on hand anyway. We carry krill oil, the best form of fish oil you can possibly get, with the no mercury in it, a very little mercury. My number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for me to our vision and our faith.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation.